This is Bite Size, episode 33 of Everyday Wellness, The Need for Sleep. I'm Dr. Kelly Donahue, clinical health psychologist, here with my co-host, Cynthia Thurlow, nurse practitioner and functional nutritionist. We have over 25 years of combined experience in wellness, nutrition, nursing, and psychology. Our goal at Everyday Wellness is to share easy strategies to help as many people as possible become healthier. You can help us obtain this goal by leaving us a rating and review on iTunes. The process takes just a few minutes and allows our podcast to be seen when listeners like you are searching for a high-quality health and wellness podcast. We are so grateful that you are here and for taking time to leave us a review. Now, let's get started. Welcome to Everyday Wellness. Wellness is the result of the decisions that you make every day. It's your mindset and the thoughts you believe. Wellness is the food you put in your body and the relationship you have with yourself and others. Wellness is your work and meaning. Join us on Everyday Wellness as we explore ways that you can choose wellness today.
Hey, hey, today we are going to chat about one of our favorite topics, sleep.
Sleep, so important to everything.
And so foundational to our health. Anyone that follows me on social media knows that I rant about this all the time.
And it's very rant worthy because without sleep, we're really not doing anything well. Our bodies aren't functioning well. We're irritable. We're not going to lose weight if that's a goal. It's just so important.
It is. And it seems like I would say 95% of the women that see me either on a one-on-one basis or working group programs, everyone's concerned about weight gain, and it is foundational. So it is always a place that I start with, and with regard to, you know, healthy living. And, you know, as I've said probably far too many times publicly recently, you do not get a badge of honor if you get 3 or 4 hours a night of sleep and you think that that somehow makes you a badass. You're not a badass. You're going to end up, you know, being at a point where your choices and your habits are going to be detrimental to your health.
Right. It might be a short term, one time, we can pull the all nighter and get something done kind of thing. But if you're planning on sustaining a life with little to no sleep, you aren't going to last very long. Something is going to give.
Absolutely. So let's definitely hit on some of the things physiologically that happen when we don't get enough sleep. So whether people realize this or not, our brains are actually more active at night than they are during the day, which I know blows everyone's minds, but it gives you a sense of how critically important it is to get good quality sleep. So, Kelly, I'm going to ask you what some of your top tips are, and then I'll kind of backfill based on what you say.
Great. So I will likely come at this from more of a behavioral perspective. but really thinking about the importance of getting good sleep for so many reasons. So I mentioned weight loss, and I just want to touch on one study that I use in my Health Gains Weight Loss program that kind of blows people away. So research over 3 years has found that people who get less than or equal to 5 hours of sleep a night have significantly higher likelihood of weight gain and obesity. And this is for both males and females. I know sometimes we think like, oh, that doesn't apply to me, but it does. There's no escaping. Little sleep leads to greater weight gain and difficulty losing weight. And we can go into the physiological mechanisms of that in a little bit. So some of my top tips would be
weight gain is one of many symptoms that our hormones are in decline, especially as we navigate perimenopause into menopause. Dr. Anna, who is a great friend of mine, is an OBGYN who's treated thousands of women just like you and I who experience increasing dryness and even pain in the bedroom as they get older. Jolva is the solution Dr. Anna formulated for her own clients, and it has since been loved by over 100,000 women. It's a feminine cream with DHEA that helps the body regenerate moisture from the inside out. 92.8% of Jolva users experienced a significant improvement in the first 4 to 8 weeks. Get 10% off your first purchase of Jolva by using the link dranna.com/Cynthia. That's dranna.com/Cynthia and get 10% off your first purchase. I've been using MitoPure for the last 2 years, and I've added this to my routine for multiple reasons. Number one, it's a foundational supplement for me and my family. It keeps things simple, and I know that I cannot get enough of urolithin A in my food to derive the same benefits. And if you're not familiarized with urolithin A, it's a signaling molecule, but it's also actively involved in anti-aging, energy production. And I take Timeline because of its remarkable healthy aging solution that activates key critical cellular pathways in my body. It's a total game changer for healthy aging. I alternate between using the soft gels and powder, depending on whether or not I'm traveling. And we know that restoring cellular energy is a key to enduring health. And this is concluded in a recent publication in Nature Metabolism, which is a top scientific journal, identifying that newly energized cells may provide many more years of healthy life to people. Yet as we age, we know that cellular energy production naturally declines and reduces our prospects of optimal health and longevity. That's the great thing about Timeline, is you can restore cellular energy and support healthy aging. I've noticed the biggest improvements in my energy and sleep levels. We know that Timeline is clinically shown to give our cellular energy generators, the mitochondria, new power. And when taken daily, it replaces aging mitochondria, so it upregulates mitophagy and rebuilds new ones, or mitogenesis. Timeline is the only nutrient that can do what it does. So Timeline renews your cells to a more powerful state. My listeners can get 10% off your first order at timeline.com/Cynthia. That's 10% off at timeline.com/Cynthia. I know you're going to love this product.
In health psychology, what is called sleep hygiene, and really that's just sort of a fancy, funny name for behavioral strategies that you can use to help you get better sleep. So the first one would just be going to bed and waking up at the same time every day, even on weekends. And this is important because it helps to train our body and give our body cues for when it's time to go to sleep and when it's time to wake up. I mean, this is why it's important to do this for children, and we are really no different in that regard. And similarly, with children, we often have a lovely nighttime, bedtime ritual of maybe giving them a bath and reading a book together, kind of winding down. But oftentimes we don't do that for ourselves. It's like, oh, I'll turn the computer off and expect to fall asleep. And we're shocked when that doesn't work. So having some sort of wind down nighttime routine can be really helpful. It can be reading for a little bit with some dim light. It can be having a cup of herbal tea. It can just be taking a relaxing bath, maybe an Epsom salt bath with a little bit of lavender. It can be just one of those things, just having some sort of signal to your body that it's time to wind down.
Really important. Really, yeah. Really important.
And I think some of these things are overlooked because they seem too simple, mm-hmm. but they are super important on their own. And when we stack some of these habits together, they really become super powerful.
Absolutely.
Another one is to get some bright light first thing in the morning. Sunlight really helps to reset your biological clock. And I know here we are in the Northeast Mid-Atlantic in the middle of winter. It's not always easy to get light, but even if you just open your curtains in the morning and try to expose yourself to as much light as you can, it will definitely, definitely help. On the other side, at night, making sure that your bedroom is as much like a cave as you can make it. So that means making it dark with blackout shades or blinds or curtains, having it be quiet or using a sound machine to block out obtrusive noise, having a comfortable mattress, whatever that means to you. Some people like very soft ones, some others prefer sturdier ones. And then having it be cool too. Even in the winter, it's helpful to sleep in cooler temperatures and use blankets to warm yourself and snuggle up. All those things work together to improve your sleep. I can keep going. Do you want me to keep going, or do you want to jump in here?
Yeah, no, I think that's perfect. And I would echo your sentiments. You know, some of the other things that I really like to dial in on are, you know, things that are, as you mentioned, simple, but oftentimes overlooked by clients. Things like, are you eating enough calories? Because when women are waking up in the middle of the night, you know, my first question is, you know, are you eating enough calories? Because I know for myself, last night's a good indication of this. Sometimes I just get so busy at the end of the day that I don't sit down and have a proper dinner. And I will be rest assured how frequently I'm sure myself and my clients, when you don't get enough calories and your body is, you know, you haven't given enough fuel to sustain it overnight. The other thing that I'm starting to see quite a bit of are women that are really restricting their carbohydrates, even healthy carbs like squash and lentils and sweet potatoes, et cetera, excluding those from their diets, and they're too low carb. And that can make it very hard for their bodies to, you know, secrete enough glycogen, which is one of the stored sugar sources, you know, generally in skeletal muscle and the liver, but to maintain your blood sugar overnight. So really, really important for you to be, you know, cognizant of, you know, the quality of carbohydrates that you're eating, especially dinner time, and then also ensuring you're getting enough calories during the day. I recognize there are times when that just doesn't happen. It's probably more the issue that people are getting too many calories, but there are people that just aren't eating enough sufficient amount of calories. And then, you know, the other piece is, you know, not exercising 2 hours before you need to go to bed. Your body needs time to wind down. As you mentioned, that sleep hygiene piece is so, so important. Another thing that I always like clients to really be thinking about is, you know, what are you eating or drinking before bed? Because some things can be very stimulating. And by that, I mean caffeinated beverages. Alcohol is almost a given. If I drink alcohol at night, I'm not going to sleep well. It is one of those wonderful things that I have just kind of acquiesced to in my 40s. But just being cognizant that the beverages we consume before bed can absolutely impact our sleep, sometimes not in a positive way. So just being mindful of the food piece before bed is absolutely essential. And, you know, thinking about it this way, if you are really struggling with sleep, sometimes you just need a little bit of a small amount of carbohydrate and a healthy fat and some protein before bed and a really easy snack that anyone can do, unless you have allergies to said foods that I'm about to talk about. You can roll a banana, a small banana, and some Himalayan sea salt and eat some cashews with it. So you're getting a little bit of sugar, you're getting some essential minerals from the Himalayan sea salt, and the cashews have a healthy fat and a little bit of protein in them. And that's a really easy thing that you can do before bed if you're concerned that maybe you need to have a little snack beforehand that won't derail your diet.
Mighty Maca is a superfood drink mix full of 30 plus natural ingredients, and it was formulated by Dr. Anna Kabeca during her healing journey. Mighty Maca Plus ingredients, which include nourishing ingredients like organic maca powder, turmeric, quercetin, broccoli, parsley, trans resveratrol, pomegranate extract, and more, were carefully selected for immune support to sustain energy, provide mental clarity, and improve recovery. It also tastes delicious. It supports healthy detoxification and alkalinity in the body, balances hormones, fights free radicals, and neutralizes lactic acid, all while increasing your energy and vitality. It helps improve your digestion and reignites your libido. It's a powerful superfood drink mix that needs to be part of your daily routine. And Dr. Anna is offering my listeners 10% off your first purchase by using the link dranna.com/Cynthia. That's 10% off your first purchase by using the link dranna.com/Cynthia. It's delicious and nutritious. Today's podcast is sponsored by NutriSense. It combines cutting-edge technology and human expertise so you can see how your body responds to different types of nutrition, stress, exercise, sleep, and where you are in your menstrual cycle in real time. And by pairing a continuous glucose monitor with their app and expert nutritional guidance, NutriSense can help you reach your health goals. And the best part is it's not just a program where they send you the CGM and you have to figure it out on your own. Each subscription plan includes 1 month of free expert nutritionist support. Your nutritionist will work with you one-on-one, interpreting your data and providing customized advice to help you reach your health goals. The last time I had my CGM on, my registered dietitian and I troubleshooted over some specific concerns that I had. And whether you're aiming to lose weight, stabilize your energy, or just feel better overall, NutriSense offers the guidance and support you need. And lasting sustainable change takes time and can be achieved through a longer-term subscription. That's why I encourage my patients and clients to consider 3, 6, or 12-month subscriptions where it's actually less expensive and allows you to not only achieve your goals, but also to ensure that you stick to your healthy lifestyle for the long term. As I've mentioned before, I have found the CGMs I've used through NutriSense to be incredibly insightful, specifically to carbohydrate tolerance. I would not have known that plantains spiked my blood sugar without this information. It's also been hugely helpful for tailoring to workouts and sleep quality. And so for me, even though I am metabolically healthy, I find the insights to be particularly helpful to tailor my lifestyle changes to my blood sugar. Visit NutriSense.io/EWP and use the code EWP for $30 off plus 1 month of free nutritionist support. Be sure to let them know you're a listener of the Everyday Wellness podcast when they ask you how you heard about them. This is one of my favorite ways to take care of my health and one of my top recommendations for all of my patients and clients.
Yum, that sounds delicious. One other thing I think that is often overlooked is the role that our electronic devices play. Mm-hmm. So having using our computers in bed or being on our cell phones before bed, all of that blue light can interfere with our sleep. And I know that you have done posts and I've seen you wearing those great blue light blocking glasses.
Yes.
Can you talk a little bit about your experience with that?
Yeah, absolutely. So we recognize that junk light or blue light that comes out of our electronics can dysregulate a key hormone that's involved in telling our bodies to go to bed. That's melatonin. And that's secreted from the pineal gland. And so a lot of those electronics, as we get later in the day, they dysregulate the secretion of that key hormone. And so wearing the blue blockers actually helps shield you from the majority of the blue light that you are exposed to. And so typically I'll recommend that clients, you know, put those glasses on. You know, certainly it's wintertime. We're, you know, in the Northeast, so it obviously gets dark pretty early. But late afternoon, put them on. Or when you get home, if you're going to watch TV with your family or be on a tablet. And that can really be crucial. You know, there are a couple of brands that are recommended. There's one called UVX. UVX is very cost effective, $9 or $10. You can find it on Amazon. It can fit over existing eyewear. Or my preference personally, because I don't wear glasses at home, is Swanwick or Swanies. They are at a bigger price point. They're usually $50 to $60. Again, you can find them on Amazon. They just fit my face a little bit better. Mm-hmm. And I will wear those. And yes, usually when people see me teaching at night, all of my students, my clients will see me in these really uber sexy glasses. And I just remind them that there is a method to the madness. It's just that for me, I get a little bit of that wired and tired feeling. If I'm not wearing them in teaching, I recognize my body's ready to go to bed. And I just can't fall asleep as easily, because what happens when melatonin secretion is blunted, it tells your adrenal glands to increase the cortisol secretion. And so your body thinks that you need to be awake. And cortisol is one of those hormones that is designed to be part of our fight or flight response, meaning that it's really designed just to be tapped into if we're in a, you know, state, we're being chased by a rabid animal, we're dealing with a lot of acute stress. But what happens over time is that that's chronically tapped into, and that can be detrimental for sleep as well. So that is my little blurb about blue blockers, which I'd love for you all to let us know if you're using them. I find that they're really, really crucial and generally something I'm recommending almost daily.
Awesome. Yes. And so I think if you just did a couple of those things that we mentioned, you'd see improvements in your sleep. Now, there's definitely other issues that can interfere with sleep. And so we'll get into those in part 2.
Awesome.
Thank you so much for joining us. You can find out more about Cynthia and her work at chtwellness.com. And you can find out more about Kelly and her work at everydaytherapist.com. In addition, if you have questions for us or topics you'd like us to address, please email us at everydaywellnesspodcast@gmail.com. Until next time, be well.